This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, if you or I pulled the fire alarm at the Capitol building, they would throw the book at us. No doubt about that. Jamal Bowman, of course, looks like he will be charged with a misdemeanor of pulling the fire alarm and may plead guilty and may have a fine of about $1,000. That's one of the last things we heard about this. But, folks, you know, as a former high school principal or school principal, you would think that Representative Jamal Bowman would not pull the fire alarm because he would probably know what a fire alarm is. Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we race across your radio dial all through the overnight hours across America. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. And at the same time, if you'd like to send us a direct message, head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. We also have live links for you to listen to. We've got, of course, our GCNlive.com links over there, KyleWarrenShow.com. We've also got our flagship station of AM860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida, and we've got links to them as well. So head on over, and if you'd like to find out more about me and check out social media like Facebook and X, of course, that's Twitter. But we're glad to have you with us here in the overnight hours. We're continuing to monitor, by the way, this manhunt that's underway in the state of Maine. Our friends in Maine right now being told to shelter in place as this alleged assailant, is still on the loose, we understand. He's the person of interest. But what makes this a very, obviously, 22 people dead that we know of right now, some 30 people injured. This is a terrible tragedy of immense proportions, but this person who's on the loose, folks, is being said to have had mental issues in the past. Our own Denise Simon reported earlier that this person may have spent time in an institution in recent times as well, evidently hearing voices. So this is a very, very intense and dangerous situation. So be careful, obviously, in Maine. Hundreds of police officers there looking for this individual. But right now, we've got, of course, our good friend, U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is joining us on the telephone this morning. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. And here on the east coast of Florida, anyway, it is morning in America. I know it's still nighttime out there in California, but we got morning in America, despite all the bad news here on the east coast. You just talked about one of them, the mass shooting and the like. And then when you played the Army song and the caissons going rolling along, and we will hit the dusty trails. Well, we've got a drought going on here in my part of Florida, and I'm literally hitting the dusty trails when I go out of the house this morning.
Very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. That's right. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock or 5:09, well, actually 5:10, basically, on the East Coast. And it's 2:10 here on the West Coast, here in California. And that's how we're covering, you know, the entire continental United States this morning. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, we get early morning risers, whether they're early morning risers or just plain early morning risers.
Well, that's right. Well, Kevin, certainly we're monitoring what's going on in Israel, but I'd love to get your take on the election of Mike Johnson from Louisiana as our new Speaker of the House.
Isn't it interesting how this has come to a close, for the time being anyway? to bring order to the House over what's happened. But the thing I'd like to address that hasn't been talked about, I don't think, so far on the show, is what role behind the scenes did former Speaker McCarthy play in this? And from what I'm reading, it doesn't reflect well on McCarthy at all. You know, you got to remember, McCarthy got to where he's at because he is an old school political player, and not in the same sense of, say, Newt Gingrich, who's still from the perspective of the '90s, you know, working deals, compromise here and there, and doing that, and then moving forward. McCarthy has apparently, at every turn, which each person that was put forward for a vote in the Republican caucus, he kind of would selectively try to garner votes against that person after having voted for him as part of the Republican Liberty Caucus. And some would say, we don't know, maybe we'll discover this, that part of his objectives was ultimately to regain the speakership. Because it's hard to let go of power once you got it, especially when you're kind of a old school power broker like him. But I'm delighted with Johnson. It wasn't my number one choice, but it's one I can live with, and I'm glad they came together. And I think that the two or three folks that he went to the well too often, McCarthy did, and finally said, no, this is going to reflect badly on him, and it already was. It was about 2 days past the milk had gone sour outside the refrigerator. And so they got just in time, they got to close that, and they go about the country's business. I like the tone of Johnson. Most people don't know him well. I don't know him that well. I've seen him in some committee hearings at C-SPAN and other places, mm-hmm. and I've liked what I've heard and seen. He's a very thoughtful guy, but he isn't a laid-back guy either. He can be very ardent. But we'll wait and see. I mean, the arrows will be coming shortly enough. From the left, but I think the Republicans have finally united around somebody that can please the Freedom Caucus folks as well as that, and ready to move on with the business, because there's a lot of business to be tended to.
Well, there really is, and something you said, the idea of a person you could live with, and that is the essence of politics, and if we can't get to those common ground things, then we're just dead in the water, as we have been for the last 3 weeks or so. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, we're going to have the music start up here in just a moment, I know, and we're going to head out to our first break of the hour, so please do hold on the line, sir, and we're going to be right back. Sounds good. All right, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright's going to be right back with us, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we race across, rocket across your radio dial in the overnight hours. Stay right there.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
So once again, my friends, as a public service for Jamal Bowman, again, pulling the fire alarm does not help. Pulling the fire alarm is a no-no, and hopefully he will understand that moving forward. And again, nobody believes that Jamal Bowman really thought he was opening the door when he... when he pulled the fire alarm. And just for, again, our public service, Representative Bowman, this is what the fire alarm sounds like. I think we have it. There it is. That's exactly what it sounds like. That is not the sound of the door opening, and it never will be. All right, once again, folks, 949-822-7959, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine. And we're right back with our good friend, U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I tell you what, I've got a quick little, a very brief audio that I'd like for you to listen to. This is John Kirby, the NSC spokesperson, talking about, the question is, how does Joe Biden do on foreign policy? You may have heard this clip, but let's play it for our listeners, and then we'll get your reaction. Here we go.
From the president's perspective, how is he balancing these two sort of immediate foreign policy objectives versus sort of his longer-term foreign policy objectives that the prime minister's visit sort of embodies?
Well, he's balancing it well. If you want to give him a report card, A+.
Do you believe, do you concur, A plus?
Well, it's either an amazing low standard or the standards are inverted between A's and F's. in this topsy-turvy world, that may well be what Kirby, but, you know, that's what he's supposed to do, is to try to feed us a bunch of baloney and make us think that we're eating filet mignon in America. It just doesn't work. And, of course, at the same time, the Biden campaign came out and says, oh, Johnson's election to be Speaker of the House is another sign that MAGA has taken over the Congress and the House. And both those things have absolutely no credibility with the majority of the American people. The American people see this as a win-win. They're delighted to see. They're happy with Johnson there, and they're certainly not happy, nor do I think is the world happy. And I think that if you were to have the real teachers out there, the real instructors, the people who have to live with the results of Biden foreign policy, I don't think they would concur with Kirby.
No, I don't think so either. And, you know, you talked again about Mike Johnson. Well, Gloria Borger over at CNN, contributing there, talked about the fact that it was hard to demonize Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, and that she concluded her remarks with, well, you know, he's not the devil. So it's almost as if they are a little disappointed. And, of course, as you mentioned, they are going to try to make it look like it's a MAGA takeover and this kind of stuff, because that's really all they got in their arsenal.
Yeah, it almost makes you think maybe in the back of the minds they'd be delighted to have President 45 become President 47. Because they like to have demons to soak their news stories and all that. Yeah, it's odd. It's kind of funny how increasingly the mainstream media, without even sometimes even meaning to, let out what they're really all about. And that was one of those slips of the tongue, which they don't even see as slips of the tongue anyway. It's just talking. It is what it is. Yeah, don't demonize them. Like, dang. Nevertheless, they're hard at work. They will find ways to demonize whatever happens in the House, just like the Biden campaign, you know, that MAGAs have taken over and Johnson and the like. So, yeah, that remains to be revealed. But you and I, we've already read the script ahead of time. We know what's going to come of this. They will concoct demons out of angels. It will happen.
Well, sure. I have a feeling, though, that, you know, Speaker Johnson has this sort of reputation. He's very stalwart. He knows his convictions, and I think he's going to stand for them. He's not going to be a pushover. But what happens when this House really starts getting things done? That's also going to blow up the Democrat narrative, because all they wanted for it to be was chaos. That it was just going to be chaos moving forward, but this guy seems pretty level-headed. They're going to have a hard time making that argument.
Yeah, well, you know, with the Democrats controlling the Senate and the White House, the dynamics are the same between now and November 2024. That hasn't changed. The challenges that Johnson faces are not much different than what McCarthy had. The power of the purse is the thing, but some of the stuff that McCarthy did and the backroom deals with the administration and all that, that is what I think gives folks hope to say that, yeah, we did some things under McCarthy that moved things forward. He seemed to be that. But I think John's going to do it in a very resolute but very steady-handed way, in a way that it'll be hard, like we said earlier, to demonize him. I think if we will be able to take a step forward, and his message, he made quite clear that, one, we need to go about the people's business in the House, but he also accentuated something that McCarthy was supposed to be all about, and the whole wheeling and dealing when he got the speakership in January, which was that it was going to power down the power within the House. That is what the hubbub in January is all about. That is what McCarthy was forced to negotiate with the Freedom Caucus to do. That was a good thing for we the people. It really was. And I think Johnson will be stayed truer to that, and it won't just be words that he said last night in his acceptance speech of this. I really do believe that. Hopefully I'm not being naive, but we shall see.
No, I agree. No, I think we should be hopeful. That's where we're at. You know, I think the Democrats the party elite, that is, I think they're so much less hopeful about the promise of America. And, of course, now we're seeing what happens when you have a lot of bad information and a lot of bad teaching and just a lot of bad perspective. People go into the streets and they protest against Israel and basically for Hamas.
Yeah, that's been incredibly shameful, but it's from everywhere, you know, like the squad, of course, and they voted hands down against anything for Israel like that, and that's to be expected. We know who those folks are, but we know who their constituency is. I mean, when we reflect on it, we think, you know, 10, 20 years ago, you couldn't have put together congressional districts that had people that would vote and then reelect the bozos that comprise the squad. But nevertheless, that is where we're at in America. I honestly believe the vast majority of Americans don't feel that way, but you got pockets of folks that will give voice and elect people that will just be on the absolute extreme. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the country pays the price for this. But, hey, that is what America is, and until we can succeed and turn around and wake up people district to district, and it's a grassroots fight, that's what we're going to have to deal with.
Well, we got about a minute left, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. What do you think about the statement earlier saying that the U.S. government's not ruling out reprisals against some of these proxies that have been attacking our forces in the Middle East?
You know, these attacks by the Iranian proxies didn't begin with what's going on in Israel now. That's been going on. ISIS has controlled Syria. Assad has been, he has been governed by them and Iran. That is how he was able to keep power in the face of, you know, revolt in Syria. There are elements still in Iraq of all places. That's why ISIS is able to do little finger things right there. That's why, amazing enough, the Saudis, God bless them, intercepted a couple of missiles that were heading towards Israel. The proxies out there, they have been out there. And what Biden said yesterday was no different than what he said a week ago when he said, Iran, just don't. That's what it is. And if I'm Iran, I laugh at that. I'm going to continue this week and have my proxies do all kinds of things because there's really no place to pay for that right now. Not in this world. And then when you don't absolutely slam the hammer on the head of the spokesman for the United Nations and what he had to say, that's incredible.
Yeah, no kidding.
That they can say words like that.
No kidding.
Unbelievable.
Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, thank you, sir, and we're going to talk with you again on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Professor, see you on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Take care, sir. All right, folks, we're coming right back. We have a lot more to talk about this morning. 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Numerous media reports are indicating roughly 24 people are dead after a mass shooting in Maine. The shooting took place in Lewiston, which is about 150 miles north of Austin. Roughly 60 people were injured in the shooting,
It happened after firearms expert Robert Card, armed with a rifle, opened fire at multiple locations. Residents in the area were told to shelter in place into the night. The manhunt for Card continues. U.S. officials are reporting Israel has agreed to delay its Gaza ground offensive to allow a U.S. missile defense system to become operational in the area. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. wants a position missile defense system to shield American troops against Iran-backed attacks. 24 American military personnel were injured last week in a series of drone attacks at U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Going to bed anytime soon, because we are going across your radio dial all across the country this morning, the overnights in America. And folks, welcome back to the Third Watch, because obviously you are up and you are doing something. If you're driving a big rig, if you're working a shift, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, we want to welcome you to the program. And of course, we are with right now our law enforcement in Maine. Our hearts are with you. We pray for your protection here as you go looking for this individual who's still on the loose. We understand 22 people have been killed, some 30 people wounded there in Maine, and the manhunt continues, and I'm hoping that there's going to be some other development here, that they will in fact catch this person sooner than later, because our friends in Maine right now being asked to shelter in place. We'll bring you updates as they become available as we go through the rest of the program this morning. Well, folks, it's a great opportunity here this morning. This is a great segment to come to, because we've got our good friend Jimmy Smith, Jimmy T. Smith, from Concerned Veterans for America on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and, you know, we've talked a lot in the past, of course, about what Concerned Veterans for America does. And by the way, the website, everybody, is cv4a.org, so cv4a.org. And I was just thinking earlier, Jimmy, of course, you know, we're seeing these developments in Israel, and one of the things that Concerned Veterans for America does is help to influence policy about what happens with our active military if we were to get into another conflict, a major conflict.
Yeah, we absolutely do. You know, one of the things, and this is very contextual, what's going on, we have for years been talking about how we have troops in Syria and Iraq who don't have a real mission and are just basically being there and subject to the potential to be attacked. And they have been attacked in the past. So that's a lot of people are talking about how they're being attacked now. This is something that's been happening for years. And all of a sudden now it's a major news issue. And we've been talking about how we need to pull our troops out of there because, well, we're needlessly putting our troops at risk.
Well, indeed. And, you know, I don't know. We've been looking through these news stories this morning. We know that this assailant in Maine, the alleged assailant, we know that he was some kind of a firearms instructor, but I don't think we have any information that he might be ex-military. But the reason I ask is, of course, this person seems to have had some mental issues recently, and we're going to find out more about it. But this is a big deal in our country these days, unfortunately.
Well, it is. And prior to coming on the show, I did read that apparently he's in the reserves. And
okay.
So he has some kind of military experience. But one of the big things is those people who are eligible through the VA to get health care, you know, it's a struggle for them to get in to get that mental health. I mean, you can look up wait times across the VA's whole medical services, and mental health is really something that's taking a very long time for people to go and get. And we're supporting legislative changes that basically will open the door for a veteran who's going through the VA for health care to be able to walk to any health care provider and not the VA and not have to wait in line, not have to wait weeks or months for care, but can start getting that care right away. Because truthfully, when you talk to people in the industry of mental health, you find that the faster they get that counseling and that care, the less likely they are to have issues and potentially become either violent, which is the rarest of all things, especially for the military, or, which is the more prevalent thing, commit suicide.
And that is, I mean, that's a huge priority that we absolutely need to be pursuing. You know, and of course, longtime listeners to this program, they know that, you know, we love and respect our vets, our veterans. You know, you're not alone. And one of the reasons that we enjoy talking to you, Jimmy, and Concerned Veterans for America is because we want that message to be out there that they aren't alone and that there's somebody you can reach out to in terms of the organization, but also reach out to a trusted friend, confide in someone, because, again, this is the highest priority we could have for our vets.
It is. It is. You know, and this is one of the reasons that we partner with so many different organizations across the nations, your standard VFWs and American Legions and things like that, but other organizations as well. You know, down in Tampa, our engagement director does a annual CrossFit with one of the local gyms down there. We try to do things that give different outlets to come together, because one of the things that we know is when veterans are working together on these issues, it's easier for the people to understand the problem. So as an example, a lot of times people don't understand why veterans face these challenges. Veterans will quite often come out of the military without having seen combat, but yet still have psychological stressors. And it's really difficult to understand, but when you're going into the military and you're programmed for this kind of lifestyle, coming out into the civilian sector is very stressful. I have to tell you my personal experience where there were a couple times where I really, I don't want to say was mentally challenged, but I was really mentally frustrated about life as a civilian and the disconnectivity, the lack of community, the disorganization. Because in the military, it's like, all right, here's a job, here's a mission, let's get it done, here's my resources, here's my support effort. You come out there and you're looking for something, you know, you get the attitude, oh, who cares? Well, if you had that who cares attitude given to you in the military, you would deal with it very, very quickly, you know, through the authority of rank and things like that. Dealing with it as a civilian, you have no authority. And there was a couple times where, let's just say I was very angry because being a civilian was so hard.
Wow. I mean, that's powerful because it's your own personal experience and sort of personal testimony in all of this. Well, you know something else too, Jimmy, what earlier heard from the new speaker, Speaker Johnson, and one of his top priorities was the national debt, and he actually spoke the words. He said that the national debt is a threat to our national security. And of course, this is another issue that concerned veterans for America is very, very much, you know, targeting at this point.
It absolutely is. You know, Kyle, it's really one of the things that people are not looking at, the whole aspect of money. But if you do not have the funds to properly fund the military, then it's going to weaken your ability to deploy around the world. Money doesn't grow on trees, and our ability to mass produce artillery rounds, our ability to do things like, you know, hire more people to join the military is all correlated to our national debt. If we are paying more and more money towards the interest on our national debt, that's less disposable income to do the things that we need to do to support our military, to make sure whenever something happens, we have the greatest, most capable military in the world to be able to handle an issue.
Well, indeed, because the debt is a national security issue. Our energy reserves are a national security issue. And last time I checked, I always thought the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was there to make sure that, for example, we need to power our military for some reason. It's not there to simply release some of it to try to get gas down a couple of pennies.
Well, and thus the word strategic, yes. Well, you know, the reason that we have things like that can be example that during World War II, there were times where towards the end of the war, the German troops were running out of fuel. Not only that, during our invasion, one of the things that they did was plan docks to make sure that they were able to ship fuel over to allow the advancement of D-Day to continue forward. Fuel does play a part into our national strategy of winning a war. So a lot of people, again, are so comfortable with how things are at home now, sometimes they forget the potentiality of failure is there, and we must plan to make sure America is always free by doing certain things. And I would suggest that the Strategic Reserve is one of those things.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly, absolutely. Well, we're coming up here on the break here in just a few moments, Jimmy. But again, Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, do you have any closing thoughts this morning?
Absolutely. If they want, we can have a lot of great discussions. And part of the way to have that is build your knowledge. Go to cv4a.org and go to our Overwatch section, specifically the Overwatch section. Every time the VA fails, we put it out there. When there's so many things going on, we put out, you know, pieces on that. So people can be really educated about what's going on. Education makes for good debate, makes for good decisions.
Indeed. Jimmy T. Smith, cv4a.org, of course, that's the website, Concerned Veterans for America. I'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
All right, Kyle.
Take care. All right, everybody. We'll be talking again with Jimmy T. Smith next Thursday in this particular segment of the program. And we're going to talk to you when we come back from the break. Don't go anywhere. Lots more to come.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers?
law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Where's the money indeed? Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are getting ready to come in for a landing here after our four-hour flight across the United States of America this morning. Our proverbial flight across the country. And we're glad that you've spent some time with us here this morning. There's a lot more to come, though. We're not just coming in for a landing just yet. But here we are into the final segment of the Thursday edition. We're live, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And if you'd like to leave me a direct message, if you'd like to check out social media, we got Facebook, we got X. You can subscribe to my podcast. You can do all kinds of great stuff over there at KyleWarrenShow.com. And we love to hear from you. And we've had a lot of great callers this morning, by the way, too. I'm really, really excited about that. We're hearing from people literally all over different points in the United States this morning. And we're really glad about that. And, of course, in the final moments we have here this morning, I want to sort of go back to what Speaker Johnson, because now we have a speaker. If you say, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, there's a speaker there to hear it. And so that's That's a great thing, isn't it? That's actually pretty good. But let's listen in here to Speaker Johnson talking about, you know, his philosophies and sort of where we're going from here. Let's listen in. Lots of applause.
Are losing their faith in government, when they're losing sight of the principles that made us the greatest nation in the history of the world. I think we got to be mindful of that. We're going to fight. We're going to fight vigorously over our core principles because they're at odds a lot of times now in this modern era. We have to sacrifice sometimes our preferences because that's what's necessary in a legislative body. But we will defend our core principles to the end. In his farewell address, thank you. In his farewell address, President Reagan explained the secret of his rapport with people. And I like to paraphrase his explanation all the time. He said, you know, they call me the great communicator, but I really wasn't that. He said, I was just communicating great things. And they're the same great things that have guided our nation since its founding. What are those great things? I call them the seven core principles of American conservatism, but let me concede to you all, I think it's really quintessentially the core principles of our nation. I boil them down to individual freedom, limited government, the rule of law, peace through strength, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and human dignity. Those are the foundations that made us the extraordinary nation that we are. And you and I today are the stewards of those principles. The things that have made us the freest, most powerful, most successful nation in the history of the world. The things that have made us truly exceptional.
There you have it. Speaker Johnson quoting Ronald Reagan, talking about what he thought about the essence of our nation, the great things that he was communicating. And yes, when you have great material, you can communicate that. Because because America sells itself, folks. You know, you don't have to indoctrinate anybody into loving freedom. You don't have to indoctrinate anybody into, understanding that we create an environment where people can excel. You don't have to indoctrinate people into that. You know what you have to indoctrinate people into? You have to indoctrinate them into communism. You have to indoctrinate them into hatred and fascism and all these things. Well, America's a little bit different. All right, I think we got Backgammon Bob back on the line. Backgammon Bob, is that you?
Yes, it is, Kyle.
All right, good morning again, sir.
Yeah. Just wanted you to know, what do you Yes, it is, Kyle.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. Maybe you can hear me better now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, you had a little bit of feedback there. Anyway, want to know what you think Trump's chances are if Biden does not run and the Democrats substitute somebody in, because I think the chances of Biden going the distance may not be 100%. And I'm thinking that a lot of people are sick of Biden, but by the same token, there's some degree that they're sick of Trump, too. And, oh, by the way, that's the new Speaker of the House. I really liked him. I thought he did an excellent job, and I also think he would be a his type of person or him would make a great presidential candidate also, maybe as a running mate with Trump or something like that. All right. What do you think, Kyle?
Good question, Backgammon Bob. And you're right. I think that there's going to be fatigue, and there's fatigue for a couple of reasons, because the presidential campaign cycle started so much earlier than even ever before. It seems to start earlier and earlier each time, but it really started early this time. We do have some polls that show that some voters want a candidate other than either Biden or Trump. Trump still has the ability, I think, to go out and really sell himself because he can run on his record, for example. But Joe Biden, I think, is less and less likely to be the nominee because he's having all these different issues. But I think they're not going to announce or try to pull something like that off anytime soon. We have to get into next year, I believe. Go ahead.
There's another issue, too. Although people will cite Biden's age and his infirmity, there are some people that are going to counter also, and this would be a talking point from the Democratic Party, is that while Biden might be old, Trump is getting older too. And they might say, you know, depending on how he comes out of these trials, and if he goes on rants and raves about these trials and what happened before, this is just going to further damage him. And that's why I'm not so much feared if he runs against Biden, but what happens if he runs against Newsom or some of these other people, and I'm sure there are other ones in the Democratic Party that might conceivably step up, because Biden is going to get worse and worse.
Right.
And
I think that if Trump had to run against Newsom, I think it makes it harder for Trump, because Newsom will be more dynamic by far than Joe Biden, and Newsom can say, well, Joe Biden's not didn't do this right, but I'm going to do this right, et cetera, et cetera. So it'll be much more about what a Newsom administration would look like rather than a continuation of Biden.
Well, plus, in addition, Newsom can also pull out the old chicken in every pot, just like Franklin Delano Roosevelt did back in the old days.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly.
You know, basically, he can promise everything, you know.
Well, sure. And then that's kind of what Democrats do to begin with. We're going to forgive your student loans. We're going to do all this other stuff. That's exactly right.
And that's not a weapon that the Republicans have, you know.
No, because they don't want to promise what they can't deliver, right.
Yeah. In addition to the fact that you consider the general population, there's a whole lot of people that are more people numerically that are looking for a government giveaway than there are people that are the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Kyle.
Hey, thank you back, Em and Bob. You have a great morning. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
All right, bye.
All right, take care. All right, that's Backgammon Bob, everybody. Good friend of the program, and we appreciate him very much indeed. Yeah, I think Donald Trump would have a harder time with a more dynamic candidate, only because a lot of the selling techniques would kick in. Now, the record that he has, that's his secret weapon. That's what would make so much of the difference, because he can ask that question that Ronald Reagan would ask, and that was, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And most people would answer that and simply say, no, I'm not. Pardon me, folks. No, I'm not. Because of inflation, because of the national security issues, you name it, it's just 100% chaos. And we don't even know what the world's going to look like a week from now, let alone 6 months from now, when this is really in the swing and we're heading for November. I mean, this is going to be a big deal. And America is going to have some real choices to make. But I do think it's going to be very stark choices, very clear choices, going back even to when Ronald Reagan came into the presidency in 1980. Very clear choices. Do you want to keep going down this road? You want to go down a different road where we're going to be more secure, more prosperous? So that's kind of what I see. That's in the crystal ball there. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, of course. Here we come. This program has flown by this morning. Got to tell you, it's the best job in the world. And we are going to see you tomorrow. I hope that you have a great Thursday. And stay tuned, of course, on this radio station for more great talk radio. We will see you tomorrow. Take care out there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.